This is Fall Into Wellness, a limited series podcast sponsored and produced by Night Fairy Wellness. Host Sharon Elise speaks with influential speakers and partners of the Fall Into Wellness Retreat, offering insight and wisdom into the journey of each guest. Each episode will leave you feeling inspired and ready to join us on the journey to whole body wellness.
Thank you for joining us for another episode of the limited series podcast, Fall Into Wellness. Today's guest is Sheena Nicole. Sheena Nicole is a brand consultant, serial entrepreneur, and educator. She is founder of Sheena Nicole Consulting, an agency that helps Black female entrepreneurs who struggle with brand identity development and the adoption of technology and consumer behavior. Sheena, thanks so much for taking time out of your busy schedule to join me today. I appreciate you so much.
Yeah, thank you. And that was a beautiful introduction. So just a little bit about me. I was born and raised in a small town in Massachusetts, and moved to New York for college, where I attended Hofstra University and obtained a bachelor's in business, where I studied marketing and branding and business and things of that nature. And I started my career in fashion. In maybe 2007, 2008, I worked for some major fashion houses. I've done some freelance work. And from there, kind of sparked my journey on becoming a serial entrepreneur. Since about 2013, I have owned and operated four successful businesses in NYC. Two of my most notable ventures was my first one was a gift wrapping business that serviced Manhattan and Brooklyn during the holiday season, and I ended up landing a partnership with Victoria's Secret, one of their flagship stores on Fifth Avenue, where I had the opportunity to build a pop-up shop to service their customers that were shopping for the holidays. And my second venture that was, very notable was 20 Legs, which is a legging company that I had started with my then business partner, Vince Randolph. And, within 6 months to a year of it kind of getting off the ground, it gained some celebrity clientele. And with the celebrity clientele, it made its way into People magazine. Fast forward, put down the leggings in about 2016 because I realized it really wasn't my passion, and started putting together the building blocks for what is now Sheena Nicole Consulting. So I am a brand consultant who services Black female entrepreneurs who struggle with the brand building process of their company. And with that, what I help do is, and what my focus is helping Black female entrepreneurs define their target audience. I also help them find their narrative. I help them create their brand identity. And then I also help them understand the relationship they should start having with technology and consumer behavior so they can always stay relevant. No matter what advancements are happening in those two fields. So that's where I am now. And, that's what has me here.
Thank you so much for sharing that, Sheena. I think that, you and I have been friends for quite some time. I actually met Sheena through my husband, who was her former business partner. And I didn't know a lot of what you just shared, Sheena, so it felt really good to hear you in the journey with you. Where you evolved. I was getting to listen to your story, so thank you so much for sharing.
Oh, thank you. That's really sweet.
So, just so I can tell the audience a little bit, that Sheena is the creative genius behind the Night Fairy brand team. She helped me so much with getting my brand identity together, being able to tell what my message is, just figuring out all of the behind the scenes work that you guys are seeing on the front end. The genius behind it came from Sheena, down to the design of the flyer, that beautiful flyer that you may have already seen
That was awesome. So thank you so much. I just want to acknowledge you for your help and support with that. I appreciate you so much for just joining me on this journey of the retreat and with Night Fairy Wellness in general.
Oh, you're welcome. And I appreciate you reaching out to me to, you know, go on this journey with you. And you've been a pleasure to work with. And, you know, I'm glad that we were able to come together and collaborate on some beautiful things. So I'm very excited for you. And, you know, I can't wait to see where this goes, because it's, you know, it's something special. And I know that it's something, that you're very passionate about. And, you know, it's something that you can tell just by, you know, talking to you. And I feel like, you know, for as long as we've been friends, we've talked a lot about, you know, our ideas and, you know, we've shared projects and we've shared ventures. So for you, for me to see you, you know, taking things off the ground has been beautiful. And I feel blessed to be a part of the journey. So thank you as well.
Well, thank you so much. And so speaking of passion, you said recently that, you know, you figured out that, I think you were working on 20 legs, that you discovered that it wasn't your passion. So tell us a little bit about, like, how did you go about finding what was or is your passion, and, like, tell us the story of what led up to being a cult in between that 20 legs to now time frame.
Yeah, so, I mean, it was an interesting journey, you know. I mean, the 20 legs thing was, it was a great gig, and honestly, it's something I probably still could be doing and would have been somewhat even, you know, bigger than me today. I don't know, I think after a while, the work that I was putting into building the brand and, you know, building, you know, what 20 legs was or what I wanted it to be at the time, after a while, it became just very tedious, and I started to resent the project. And in those moments, I felt like the best thing for me to do was to, you know, take a moment of solitude and really think about why I was feeling the way that I was feeling about this. You know, it wasn't anything, you know, I mean, the project has been very good to me. Like I said, you know, we had gained global notoriety in People Magazine. We had celebrity clientele that were loving our merchandise. You know, we're building a solid clientele. Like, I just checked our Instagram the other day, and we haven't actively done anything with that social media platform since, I want to say, 2016, 2017. And it still has over 1,000 followers that are just solid, that are just sitting there, like, waiting for us to come back or to say something. So I think in those moments, you know, when I started to realize that I was starting to feel that way, you know, I took some time of solitude and really just dug into the why I was feeling the way that I was feeling towards it. And, you know, what came out of prayer and reflection was, I don't think that this is really part of my purpose. I think this is something that serves a purpose for the time that it did within my life. I think what the universe and God was trying to tell me was that this was only supposed to last for a season. It's not supposed to be something that you do for a lifetime. Mm-hmm. Your purpose is set for a different path. And so after kind of like, you know, mulling it over, talking it over with friends, you know, and talking it over with just, you know, different people that I trusted in that space, I decided that 20 legs is something I was going to put down. And it was very hard because, like, you know, a lot of people told me, you know, keep going with it. You can make a lot of money. You know, they saw the potential it had. But for me, you know, doing something or creating something has to be much, the return on it has to be much more than just monetary.
Yes.
The monetary gain was great. I wasn't feeling fulfilled in my spirit. So that's how I knew it was time to kind of put it down and kind of refocus on what my purpose actually is and try to figure that out.
I love that you're speaking to trusting that inner voice and allowing that voice to guide you instead of having this arbitrary desire to continue along a path that clearly wasn't for you or that you wasn't passionate about. So the fact that you were able to honor that voice and listen and not allow the monetary or material aspects to continue, for you to continue along that journey, I think that's really beautiful and speaks to the person who you are.
I mean, yeah, I mean, I have to, me too, you know, I mean, I think it was one of the first very defining moments in my life as well, because as an adult, I think it was the very first time that I actually allowed my inner voice, to speak and be heard louder than anything else. So it was a very pivotal and, you know, a very life-changing moment for me as well, just as a person. You know, I don't regret anything, and, you know, I'm glad that I made the decision that I did when I did.
So what would you say has been your biggest obstacle to overcome? Would it be your experience with 20 Legs or something else that has had a huge hurdle?
Well, I think the theme that comes to mind can also relate to my time with 20 Legs, but I think one of the biggest obstacles I've had to overcome is the essence of self-doubt, not really knowing if I can, you know, not really knowing if I'm equipped to do it. And that's something I've struggled with, I want to say, probably all of my life. I think 20 Legs, and again, that inner voice of, like, you know, just being able to believe in what I felt was true, to be able to put that down and walk away. And then even to start the project, you know, took a lot of getting over self-doubt for us to even believe that it could go somewhere. You know, I mean, Vince and I came up with this idea while eating in a restaurant in Brooklyn with two laptops over a basket of fries. Like, this is how this was born. You know, like, that's what it was. I mean, with two kids who were like, look, we want to make some extra money. What's a hustle that we can get into that is going to be, you know, low overhead, and it's not going to cost us too much of our energy? And we literally formulated, you know, the skeleton for 20 Legs that night. And at first you're thinking to yourself, like, is this even going to be a thing? Can I do this? You know, am I equipped? And, you know, do I have the capacity? You know, only because I had just been through so many trials and tribulations throughout my career up until that point. You know, I had been through some experiences that fueled the fire of the self-doubt pit. Having to get over that and kind of just take a chance on something, take a chance on a good idea, take a chance on the knowledge that I had built up until that point. And then again, when I realized that I had come to a point where I've outgrown this, I think the season has run its course on this, trusting myself enough and trusting that inner voice and not allowing, you know, the self-doubt to really kick in and kind of keep something going that I knew that I wasn't passionate about anymore or wasn't in line with my actual purpose. You know, again, and I think that's why I defined it as a real pivotal moment for me, because I was actually trusting and believing and you know, allowing the self-doubt to kind of fade in the background. And that inner voice and intuition to step forward and really, like, lead me in the right direction.
No, thank you so much for sharing that. I feel a lot of people can relate to everything you said related to self-doubt. How a lot of times we are so plagued by these negative thoughts and we're our own worst enemy. I love that you're continuing to move in a space of grace and gratitude and knowledge of that self-doubt, but still are able to face that head on. Thank you for sharing that. So why do you believe health and wellness is important?
Ooh, health and wellness. Health and wellness is important because I really do think that health and wellness are the foundation to your home. I think without health and wellness at a solid, stable place in your life, I don't feel like you can move forward and be on a path to reach your full potential without a solid sense of health and wellness. I tell people all the time, you know, if we've had this culture around, like, you know, team, no sleep, I'm out here hustling, I'm grinding, I'm working 24/7, and all that stuff. And don't get me wrong, I'm not saying not to grind. Because, you know, you've got to grind, you've got to put in the hard work for things that you really want to come to fruition. But you also need time for rest. You also need time for reflection. You also need time, to recharge. So then when you go back at it, you're coming at it, at your best self, on your A game. For wellness, you know, making sure that your mind, body, and spirit are in line and they are healthy and they are in a good, positive space before you move forward. Because, you know, I'll be honest with you, being an entrepreneur is not easy. A lot of people, I think that sometimes they're fooled by a lot of the visuals they see on social media. They think it's just from point A to point B. Like, you know, one day I'm sitting on the couch and then next day I'm in Turks and Caicos because I just made $100,000. Not understanding all of the ups and downs and, you know, peaks and valleys and things that you go through to get there, and that sometimes it takes a while. And sometimes it is a lot of sleepless nights, and it is a lot of, keeping out on those things that kind of keep you fueled and keep you fueled and keep you moving forward. just as important as it is, to grind and work hard, it's just as important to make sure that your health and wellness are in a positive space and all in line with where you're trying to go. And I've learned that the hard way, I've been, when I was first starting out, I was doing a lot of those, unhealthy things. I was not sleeping. I was not eating right. I wasn't praying. I wasn't, doing all these things. And then, wondering why that things weren't falling into place or they were taking an extra long time to, get in line. I think it's once that I started taking time, for myself to really gather my thoughts, to make sure, my mind is healthy, to make sure that my body is healthy, and to make sure that things are, my spirit and my, chakras are aligned. All of that stuff matters because everything that you do is an energy exchange. Everything. Even right down to being an entrepreneur and doing business, like everything's an energy exchange.
I love that you mentioned and brought up that whole bit surrounding energy and everything being about energy and the importance of eating right, because especially now it's the summertime when you get into the space of like getting that, really impactful high energy from the sun. Tend to like move more, want to be out more, want to grind more, and it's like, no, everything has a season and we are not exempt from that. And we need to recognize that we need a season of rest. We need periods of rest throughout our days. You keeping your chakras aligned. I have started, a daily meditation, to work on chakra alignment and, I honor and give myself that stillness because it feels good. Like, I can literally feel the difference in what you're speaking to about, like, sort of being in flow and things just going sort of easily and you're able to enter that space of abundance. It's not as much grunt work. It doesn't feel as hard. You're not, expending as much energy as you would because now you kind of are moving with flow and you can, like, maximize what you already have.
I agree with all of that. And, the easier the things flow, the easier that you are, able to make decisions, the easier you are, you're able to, have a clear mind. It brings a lot of clarity, which, helps you in business. Things will just start to gain a momentum naturally. And things will start to move forward and you'll also, start to attract, what's meant for your purpose in your business. So, health and wellness is a very, very important aspect of just like everyday life. Especially if you are, in a high-paced environment, being an entrepreneur and a business owner, it takes a lot out of you. So it is very important to make sure that you are replenishing, whatever you are putting out.
No, for sure. So what would you say is one resource, book, or tool that you use to help in your journey?
I'd have to say solitude. Solitude has done it for me, y'all. Learning to be by myself, learning to love being by myself, learning about me in moments of solitude. What else has helped is meditation, for sure. Prayer. I have also, I recently started listening, to Tibetan meditation, sound therapy. You can find, some of the videos right on YouTube. And it's just a string of sound therapy for, they have 3 hours, they have 9 hours, they have an extension. We can kind of just put that on and let that play and, lay and do, lay or sit up or whatever, you prefer. And do a meditation. I have also, started listening to, philosophy talks. One of my favorite philosophers is, Alan Watts, who I was put onto by Alex Wolf. I don't know if you have heard of her or follow her on social media. She's actually based right here in Brooklyn. I think she's so dope. She's actually one of the greatest thought leaders of our time, and she's just amazing. She put me onto that from just like watching her videos and watching like kind of what she's into. And, you know, just making sure I also surround myself with people who are on the same wave. It's very important. You know, all of my friends now, I can say that, you know, we're all very supportive of each other. We are all, we really are a community. And I'm, you know, forever grateful for the people that I have in my circle now who I feel I can lean on, I can go to, I can confide in, and I can vent to if I need to. And, I think all of those things collectively have, you know, really helped me get to where I am.
No, I love that. I love the community, the tribe. I'm all for the tribe. I'm grateful to be a part of your tribe.
Same yes, here.
Yes, right? Yes, I'm mm-hmm. staying here. Mm-hmm. You stuck with me, girl. No, so look, Vince and I were talking the other day. He said, yeah, I can't wait to talk to this highest Gina to be my stylist. I said, Gina going to be the stylist, the branding girl,
Listen, okay, I got y'all forever and ever. Y'all know that.
Yes, but no, we love you and we just appreciate you so much. And I love what you said, even about like this prayer and meditation. I just feel like it's just so important to have, you know, a daily spiritual practice, whatever that may mean. It could be mindful meditation. Mm-hmm. It could be, you know, listening to the Tibetan sound therapy. It can just be so many different, so many different healing modalities. That, you know, people can I just feel like, you know, to your point where you talked about, when we were speaking about the importance of health and wellness, is that long as you have some sort of, you know, level of understanding or seeking to be clear about your health and wellness at whatever level you choose to enter into that space, whether it's physical, mental, you know, spiritual, emotional, or financial, so you need to, like, tap in at some level and see where some of those things are coming from is really, really super important.
Right.
What would you say is a quote or a mission statement that you live by?
I guess my own little kind of like mission statement is it's just kind of like a three word kind of thing that I use as a compass for what I do on a day to day. And you know, if somebody is to ask me like what I do at the core, my response is always educate, motivate, and inspire.
Mm.
And I think that's what my purpose is at the core of what I do. So I live and die by those three words. I feel like they really embody who I am and what I give to the world on a daily basis, whether it's with friends, families, or clients. So I guess I think that those would be the three words that I live by on a daily basis that, you know, feed my spirit, they feed my purpose, and, you know, they really describe, you know, what I'm here to do.
And it really, too, describes you. Like, that is you, Nicole. Like, that is who you are by nature. No, and I'm, you know, part of the reason, you know, Gina, you are the reason why, like, you know, a lot of things that I'm working on have come to fruition because, you know, one of many reasons, I guess, I feel that, you know, I'm honored that I can bring together a group of people that are all in my tribe and be able to, you know, hope, learn from each other and continue to grow together. And I feel that, you know, part of the reason that this podcast came into being is because you and I were having conversations, you know, sort of behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
And I remember us having I have it on my phone, an hour-long recording of us just talking about the genes of marketing of Beyonce, like, you know, like how that led to other things. And, like, you know, maybe I'll release that audio, you know. No, Gina, it's an hour long, but it's, like, really good.
Wow, was it really? It was really an hour?
Yeah, it's an hour long.
Oh.
Really, really, really good information. And we were just vibing, so just like it's cool to like capture this, you know, content and just be able to share it and hopefully, you know, help someone else, you know, motivate, educate, motivate, and inspire someone else along their journey for sure.
Absolutely, absolutely. That's the only thing I hope for.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, is there anything else you want to share that we haven't already discussed? How people probably can connect with you on the Nicole Consulting?
I think, you know, I guess what I always say to people is just keep going. Keep going, no matter how hard it gets, no matter how many obstacles you come up against, no matter, you know, how many no's you get, all you need is one yes. And, you know, have enough courage to believe in yourself and your talent. If you would like to connect with me, I can give you, so if you'd like to connect with me, you know, like on a consulting basis, then you can find me, my email is SheenaNicoleConsult@gmail.com. And you can also find me at Sheena Nicole Consulting on Instagram. And if you'd like to connect with me personally on my personal Instagram, because I do keep those two things separate, that's another tip and trick if you're an entrepreneur. I always recommend that you keep your business and your personal life very separate. If you'd like to connect with me on a personal, platform, personal space, you can find me at, Sheena Nicole, so that's SHENA_Nicole, NICOLE. You can find me on the gram there. And then, I think that's, I'm mostly on Instagram, if anything. I do have Facebook too, but I'm not there as much. And it's the same Sheena Nicole on Facebook if that's where you care to find me. So, that's me.
Okay, and I'll also be sure to drop those links at the bottom of this episode so that people can just click on it to connect with Sheena. Thank you so much again, Sheena, for taking time out of your schedule to join me for this interview. Thank you for joining as a partner and a supporter of the retreat. I appreciate you so much. I love you for a lifetime. For this, and I just looking forward to continuing to grow, to cultivate, to create, and to inspire together.
Oh, same here, my dear. And again, you're welcome. And thank you, again, for allowing me to be part of this journey, for allowing me to partner with you, for believing in me as an artist and as a creative, and believing in my talent. And, I can't wait to, watch this unfold and watch it grow. I also can't wait to just work on more projects together and continue to collaborate and evolve together. So I love you just the same right back. And, again, thank you very much for this opportunity. I appreciate it, and I appreciate you.
I appreciate you. Love you.
Love you, too.
Thank you for listening to the Fall Into Wellness Limited Series Podcast. For more information and to register for our retreat, visit us at nightfairywellness.com/fallintowellness.